But the two teams have been out to have a little bit of a look. We'll certainly drill down on that after 2 o'clock a little more. Just repeating that news out of the North Melbourne clash. Adam Tomlinson subbed out. Certainly, Coons, we had a look at the quarter time huddle. Pretty distraught. The Melbourne boys getting around him. We think it may be a serious knee injury. We don't know the full implications at this stage. Nathan Jones has been subbed in, but gee, the Kangaroos certainly taking it up to the Demons in that one.
Yeah, well, they're a goal up 2 minutes into the second term. Adam Tomlinson absolutely distraught on the bench. Looked pretty innocuous, just that left knee sort of buckled under him. So the sort of classic ACL mechanism. So obviously you hope for the best, but he was pretty distraught. So you'd unfortunately think the worst out of that one.
We'll keep an eye on that contest in the Derby, of course, West Coast and Fremantle later on today with no crowds. So that's been confirmed by the Western Australian government. Let's go inside the Essendon camp with their assistant coach, Daniel G and Syracuse, joining us on the Southern Phone open line, southernphone.com.au. Awesome new SIM-only offers from Southern Phone. Daniel, welcome to AFL Nation. Great to have a chat.
G'day, guys. Thanks for having me.
Nice to have you on. Big game. They're always big games, Essendon and Carlton, regardless of ladder position. But in the present right now for your team, really just striving to try and find that consistency and try and string a few wins together.
Yeah. We had a really pleasing performance last week, obviously on the big stage and a young group. So great experience for them. But as you said, yeah, we're looking for consistency. Apart from a couple of games, we've been around the mark this year. But yeah, big challenge against the Blues this week.
Great games by Darcy Parrish, probably the best he's ever played in his young career, and also Peter Wright, certainly his best game in the red and black. What's the challenge, and what do you say to those two guys about consistency of performance and having to back it up again this week, Danny?
Good to talk to you, Adam.
Always good to speak to you, Danny.
Yeah, they're not in my area, but I think, as you know, turns inside the four walls is about playing their roles. And from a midfield point of view, it was Darcy's turn last week. It's been Zach Merritt's turn, you know, in previous games. So we just wanted to play their role. Obviously, Carlton's pretty formidable with their stoppage game and their clearance game. Got some, you know, key players in Cripps and Walsh in there. So they're going to have their hands full, but we can get on top in that area. We think we can give guys like Peter Wright an opportunity to hit the ball. He was great. He launched at the footy last week. He looked good in transition when he played a little bit of ruck time. So, you know, for the bigger guys, it's more about competing and getting that ball to ground because we think we've got some real deadly players inside our forward 50.
Daniel, you've been very close this season to getting a few more wins than what you ended up, or what you've currently got at the moment, a 2-4 win-loss record. You could well be 4-2. I'm sure every coach around the league will say that, you know, they think they could have won games here or there, but Essendon truly deserve maybe a couple of more wins this season. What do you think held you back in some of those close losses earlier in the season?
I think, you know, the Sydney game especially, we just hung tough for most of the game, but statistically it probably looked a little bit better for the Swans. And then it was probably a bit of experience late. And then the Hawthorn one was totally different in round one. So I think, yeah, as you said, every coach could say that it coulda, shoulda, woulda. But, you know, we just put those down to real learning experiences for a young group. And if we get in tight games again, that we're able to pull the right rein and make the right decisions at the right time to get the result that we're looking for. Our boys have been outstanding, especially, you know, with their attitude to come in and learn from, you know, some pretty tough losses there, even the ones where it's been blown out. But we feel like we're building, and as we spoke about at the start of this conversation, we're looking for consistency, and that's always a challenge for a younger up-and-coming side.
Do you feel like you guys are tracking ahead of schedule to what you as a coaching panel maybe forecast where your team's development would be at this stage of the season?
Oh, you don't really talk about that. I think once you get into the processes of the week-to-week of AFL footy, it's more around your planning and making sure you prepare your players best you can. You know, internally, there's not really like, you know, how many games you're going to win and stuff like that. But we've talked about giving guys opportunities, and when they come in, there's an expectation that they perform a role. That has been so far with probably a more inexperienced side, but we feel like we're progressing and making gains every time we go out there. Whether that results in wins and losses, time will tell.
You've unearthed some terrific talent. Nick Bryan, just give us a bit of a feel for him today, the sixth debutant this season to shoulder some of the ruck duties.
Yeah. He's only in his second year, but he's showing some really promising signs for us. He's had some solid form in the VFL. We expect him to be able to get over the top of Pitney, especially at centre bounce. You know, around the ground, obviously Pitney's a big guy and he likes the contest, and that'll be Bryce's challenge. But for a big guy, he's got really good skills, and his tank's pretty good too. So, you know, there's going to be some areas that he's going to have to continue to work on in this game, but also moving forward. But he's got a really big leap, and hopefully can give our midfielders first use.
Looking forward to seeing you play. Daniel, good luck. Always a big day at the MCG against one of the arch rivals. Should be a great contest.
No worries, guys. Thanks very much for having us.
Daniel G and Syracuse are inside the Bombers camp. Anything you'd like to tell us about G that we don't know?
Very, very serious operator, Daniel. He's a very serious man. Very close to getting the North Melbourne job. I thought he might have got it, but yeah, he certainly got aspirations to be a senior coach. He's in one of our group chats, but doesn't offer much.
No?
No, doesn't give us much regularly unless he wants free tickets to a game.